Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Javon Sadiq, 261-538.
Thank you, Mr. Sadiq, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 4th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your teleconference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Sadiq and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do, sir.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. There's also a warrant number on there. So I'll explain this in a second. Mr. Sadiq, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will notify you that you have a department report number, which would suggest that there may have been an additional arrest when you were outside of the correction system and a pending charge. So, when I read the allegations to you, you can respond whether it is true or false or that you wish to remain silent. The reason for this is this hearing is recorded, and the recording can be subpoenaed by attorneys or parts of the criminal justice system relating to that case. So again, you'll have the choice of saying whether the allegation is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go through the standard language, and that is, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it's true, false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe that an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by use of cocaine on or about August 28, 2017, for the task lab report dated August 29, 2017. Mr. Sadiq, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by you recklessly damaging the property at 1204 North 91st Avenue, room 20802, Tolleson, Arizona, on or about November 7, 2017. Mr. Sadiq, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Sadiq's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal razor company in as much that he used cocaine and damaged property.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Sadiq, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions. Mr. Osborne, if you will.
Yes, sir. Mr. Steve was released from guilty custody on January 27, 2017. He was arrested on November 7th, 2017 by the Tolleson Police Department on misdemeanor domestic violence charges and was returned to our custody on November 13th of 2017with 0 time days with community supervision end date of January 28th of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, 3 counts of armed robbery, each with 7 years. He has 1 term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4 for him, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SGT or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with violence, drugs, and promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrests, 2007, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation, and 2009, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. He has a community risk score of Q1B4, and the status of charges, he received time served.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Sadiq. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like you were released from DOC to reside, approved to reside with Amina Young, 12046 West Fillmore Street, Avondale, Arizona. Is that correct?
Yes.
You stated in March you started working for Pallet Management Services in Tolleson, and then later working for Papa John's in Tolleson, and in June you started working with Progressive Roofing in Phoenix.
Yes.
Were you working the entire time that you were on community supervision, sir?
No, each of those jobs were short-lived because of transportation. Like, I just got my driver's license when I got out and was, I had a car on payments, but I wasn't able to keep that up, and that kind of made it hard to keep a job, so each one of those jobs was short-lived.
Well, thank you, sir, and it's still positive that you were pursuing work when you were outside the Department of Corrections and that you were employable, so those are good signs. In your programming notes, you referred to CAP and also for random drug testing with the color code gray. It looks like there were some issues. There were 3 instances in which no samples collected. You had 4 cases that were positive for marijuana, 5, and of course there's the positive for cocaine. Did you pursue your medical marijuana card when you were on the outside, sir?
Yes, I had the first 3 dirty ways, and he told me about the MRC program, which I got my medical card right after that, and so, yeah, those explained the dirty ways with that. And with the coke, I turned up dirty. It was a dirty way. My PO, my parole officer, called me up to his office to explain. I mean, I explained it, and he kind of knows a small part of my past or what I was going through, so he understood it, and we took care of that, and that hasn't been a problem since.
Thank you, sir. And again, we always find that positive when people pursue treatment, deal with any sort of abuse problems that they have either in or outside of the prison system. I hope you continue to seek treatment in as much that cocaine is highly addictive. I don't know what your history is, but we do encourage you to pursue any counseling that's available to you either inside or outside of the system. We have a lot of staffing notes regarding the marijuana and then everything leading up to testing positive for cocaine. And I don't think we have to go through every twist and turn there. I will ask you if you had a history of cocaine use in the past.
No, the situation is, he knows, I told my PO, my parole officer, my mom had a drug use. I was out there, I'm the guy's son, I'm her youngest of 2. I tried to help her get through it. I found a bag of cocaine on her one time, and I snatched it away from her, which led to being all in my mouth, all in my face, and all in my car, cleaning up for a couple days. And so I told him about that. I know I should have called him when it happened. He said it would have been okay, but I don't have no coke use. That's the first time I even know what it tastes like or anything. And so I had a dirty way for that, but he understood. Chris did it. He knows the situation. My mom is ongoing, so that was with the coke. I don't have no past use of the coke or any history with it.
Thank you, Mr. Sadiq. I need to take some information from our community corrections officer. Just give me a moment. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Per current notice on September 6th of 2017 from Senior Officer Charles Rich regarding the cocaine incident, which is, he says his mother uses, dropped it on the floor, and when he picked it up off the floor, it soaked through his skin, and that's why he tested positive. Nothing by going all over his body, just picking up off the floor, which his mother dropped. Just wanted to note that, sir.
Well, I do understand it is one of the drugs that does actually have
it. Cannot absorb the insurance.
Oh, it cannot. Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if it was just a question of the topical effect. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Back to you, Mr. Sadiq. You were arrested by the Tolleson PD. What caused contact with the police department?
I went to my girlfriend's house, and where she stayed, in the address, I don't know the address, exact address in Tolleson. She was drunk. We argued. I didn't have a car then, so I called my cousin, and I was waiting for a ride. And that within that 10 minutes of arguing, 10, 15 minutes of arguing, the Tolleson PD was at the door, and I was there still, you know what I mean, in the middle of argument.
There is reference here to recklessly damaging property. Is that the same incident, or is that a separate incident from domestic violence?
No, that's the only incident, and I read the report, and it says that some doors was off the hinges, but I only admitted to punching a hole in the wall while I was angry in the argument.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board, Mr. Sadiq. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Neal.
During that instance you were talking about when you were arrested, they found a shotgun and a large machete along with some drug paraphernalia and stuff. Who stuff was that?
Like I said, I just got there. I live with my auntie. I just went to visit my girlfriend, and I was there, and that was kind of part of the argument of all the stuff that was in there. It looks bad. I know I'm very heavy possessor, but I was just there and they got caught. I mean, my girlfriend, she knows that was hers, so she took everything.
So was the shotgun poking out from? It was on the floor and the barrel was visible coming out from underneath the bed. Whose bedroom was that?
That was in a single bedroom apartment at the hotel, the suites. So it's just, you walk in, it's just one bedroom, and that's it right there.
Are you done, Mr. Neal? Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Sadiq, you're 23 years old. How old are you?
23.
So what do you plan on doing with the rest of your life? At some point, I mean, you have some anger management issues, and you keep getting into these situations where you winding up in trouble. So you're 23 years old. At some point, are you just want to be incarcerated or what?
Not at all. I came from prison young, 16. Mm. I got out at 23 or 10 months ago, and I learned a lot. But this time I learned that it's more than just staying out of trouble. It's more than just not committing new crimes. It's, I want to be productive. Like, this is not where I want to be. Like I said, I'm 23. I'm still young. I know that this is not where I want to be at all. I know I need to be productive. I know I can be productive. I just need another chance. I know you hear it all the time, but yeah, just like I said, getting out, I was adjusting to being back into society and adjusting to growing up and becoming my own man. And I made mistakes. I know that I took responsibility for it, but I know what I need to do to be successful, be productive, and to not end up back here, because this is not where I want to be. This is not where I should be, even though I know I committed every, I know I've made mistakes, but this is not where I should be.
All right, Mr. Sadiq.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Sadiq, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make before the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. And is there anything else you would like to share?
Just a second chance. I mean, I know I make mistakes. I know I take responsibility for it. I know what I need to do. I know what I can do. Just a second chance to prove to myself, because I'm really disgusted and ashamed of myself for being back in here. Just a second chance. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sadiq. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're talking to you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to individual votes? So if you'll just remain back, just remain on the phone. We will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Sadiq. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate how straightforward Mr. Sadiq has been in discussing the case with the board. He's a very young man. He still has a bright future ahead of him if he wants it. I recognize that he was in for a pretty serious charge that rose to the adult level as a juvenile. But it also seems that his first time with community supervision was not very successful. There's the business of the marijuana leading up to receiving a medical marijuana card. There was the cocaine use. And of course, there's the domestic violence, if I'm not mistaken, that ended up with time served. And in the context of that time served, with him only having a bit more than a month left of his prison sentence, I think this time might be best served with him putting together a plan for his safe return to the community in January, at which time he will have no community supervision or parole officer, and he'll be able to pursue his own interests. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
I agree. I hope he takes his time that he has left in there and come up with a plan. This young man says he's been incarcerated since he was 16, got out at 23, and back in there is involved with his girlfriend, and there's a shotgun and weapons found inside of the room. He's very lucky that he didn't get charged with a felony in possession of those weapons or what's going on with him. But I would hope he take this time and do some serious thinking while he's there as to what he wants to really do with the rest of his life.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, and thank you for that follow-up on the firearms. That's pretty glaring, and he is pretty lucky that he did not pick up an additional charge for felon in possession of a firearm. Any further question? I'm sorry, information, Mr.
Neal.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I'm going to go ahead and make my motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017W3822, a discussion with Mr. Sadiq as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sadiq was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal razor company, inasmuch that he used an illegal substance, was arrested for domestic violence and received time served for that charge, and had at least some near access to firearms, and that is my motion. So. Okay, Mr. Sadiq, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about January 28, 2018. I recognize it may sound like a long time, but that's next month. When you're released, you'll be free again to pursue your own interests. You'll have no parole officer, no community supervision. As Mr. Johnson stated, you're a young man. We suggest you take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. And we want you to succeed out in the community. We're not betting against you. We want to see you do well out there. So please take advantage of this time to reflect and put together a good plan for your return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board, Mr. Sadiq.
Thank you.
If you can, well,